Have you spotted fireflies lighting up your backyard yet this summer? In northern Pennsylvania, in the Allegheny National Forest, people are gathering to see fireflies put on an unusual spectacle. They blink in sync. A whole festival has grown up around the phenomenon. But a few summers ago, before the hullabaloo, reporter Ann Murray visited the forest just after these special fireflies were discovered there. Here's her story.
Ken Butler and his wife Peggy own a bed and breakfast near a big discovery. Fireflies that flash in sync have been found across the road from them. Right now, scientists think synchronous fireflies are only found in pockets of the Appalachian Mountains and in Southeast Asia. The Butlers have been taking guests to see the light show in their neck of the Allegheny Forest.
It's like a natural fireworks show. Ooh, ah.
We walk deeper into the woods along a trail that follows Branch Creek. The canopy of spruce, oak, and hemlock blocks out most of the moonlight. About a quarter of a mile into the woods, Ken shines his flashlight on a landmark boulder in the National Forest campsite.
This is it right here. There's the famous sitting rock.
Ken turns off his light and we stand motionless in the dark. At first we see a few random male fireflies flashing. Then the choreographed blinking happens all around us. Oh, there they are in sync. Clusters of fireflies fly about 4 feet off the ground and light up the brush with their luminous tails. They all flash 5 or 6 times together and then stop for about 10 seconds. Then they flash in unison again, and the forest returns to darkness while they recharge the biochemicals that allow them to glow.
Some that are really strobe light over here now. Oh, look at that.
Peggy claps her hands to demonstrate how the fireflies can start and stay in unison for several hours at a time.
If you clap your hands once and say, everybody clap with me, but you only clap once, it's really hard to synchronize that. But if I say, everybody clap with me, and I clap multiple times, by the second or third time I clap, everybody can be in synchrony with me.
Peggy picked up this insight from Lynn Faust. Faust came to the Allegheny National Forest with an international team of firefly researchers. They logged lots of late-night hours in the forest observing this synchronous population and studying them at their makeshift lab in Peggy's garage. Faust has studied the life cycle of synchronous fireflies in the Great Smoky Mountains for 20 years. She says the all-male light display is basically a sexual competition.
I used to get the impression I was watching teenage boys revving their engines driving down the road. They're all about the females, but they're also competing with themselves.
While the guys show off, females hang out in the grass or low tree branches. Just like other species of fireflies, the females recognize their male's specific flash pattern. If they're interested, they blink back. The males then drop out of the air like little shooting stars to try to mate.
They're quite desperate, and you can appreciate their desperation to find that mate and get their life cycle completed to assure the next generation.
These little insects symbolize something bigger. It seems nature wants to be in sync. Steve Strogatz at Cornell University writes about synchronized fireflies as an example of natural organization. He says this drive exists in everything from human cells to planets.
The fireflies are a paradigm of this larger theme of nature organizing itself. It's really the subject for the whole 21st century. We're trying to understand collective behavior, and that's the big mystery for almost all sciences out there today.
Peggy and Ken Butler both agree that the science behind the synchronous fireflies is fascinating, but they think the fireflies' light display also signals something else.
It is really about just taking the time to relax and watch nature and, you know, observe and behold what is happening around you.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Ann Murray.